There are many endless frustrations one faces when dealing with serious and chronic health issues. One of the most overwhelming of these frustrations is not being believed, even by loved ones and those closest to you. We bring you our final installment from our series, Trapped: Tales of Body Horror and Betrayal. The following story, Inside Knowledge, was taped live in New York City on June 30th, 2019.
Stigma is a social process characterized by exclusion, rejection, or blame. When you have a chronic illness, the attitudes of others can have a profound effect on your own sense of self-worth. Because many chronic illnesses are invisible and they are often misunderstood, people can make assumptions that are hurtful. Our society scorns weakness, unreliability, and the inability to get better. Society seems to have a fixation on blame and stereotyping. Stigma is based on ignorance, a lack of knowledge. Stigma projects the fear and anxiety felt by the general population onto the person with illness. People with chronic illness can be made to feel even worse by a lack of acceptance at home, at work, in personal life, in social life, and in healthcare. But what is the cost of compassion? I'd say even a little goes a long way. Oh, wow. This is so beautiful. You can see so many stars. Thank you for bringing me here.
No problem. I can't believe you've never been camping before.
Oh, it's not really my style.
I know. That's why I brought us a little treat.
Oh, you know I love some bubbly. Thank you. What was that? Is someone there?
No. That's just the woods, honey. Animals live here too, you know.
Right, sorry.
I want to tell you something. Well, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. I love you so much. I can't imagine life without...
What was that?
Nothing. Sarah, you're the one for me. I love you more than I thought was possible to love anyone. You're my soulmate, my life, my everything. I want you to be my wife. Will you marry me?
Yeah, great. Right back at you. Are you sure that there's no one out there? Oh my God! What is that?
Oh my! It's a plane.
No.
It must be a plane.
Planes do not move that way, and it's round.
I think it's gonna crash.
Oh my God! It's so low. It's getting so close.
Oh my God! Oh my God! It's smoking. Look out! Sarah, are you okay?
No.
Oh my God. Oh my God. No, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. Just breathe. Breathe. Keep pressure on it. To stop the bleeding. I'll go get help.
No need.
Who are you?
Martin, park ranger. My truck is just down the trail. It'll be much faster than trying to get anyone else out here. Let's carry her.
No, wait.
Honey, we have to. You're bleeding.
I don't trust him. How are you here?
I heard the explosion. Playing with firecrackers, I assume. Well, now you've learned your lesson.
What? What? That clearly wasn't firecrackers. I mean, it was massive. Didn't you see it?
See what?
The thing in the sky. The spaceship.
No, I did not. Look, if you're not going to get in my truck, you should call rescue services.
How did you not see it? It lit up the whole sky!
Yeah, firecrackers do that.
No!
Look,
no.
There's even evidence on the ground.
That's gotta that be from the spaceship?
It seems to be an extremely large used firecracker shell. Biggest I've ever seen, actually. But sure. Spaceship. Firecrackers. Either way, she needs medical assistance, and I'm taking this for evidence.
All right. Honey, I don't think we have a choice.
All right. Let's just go.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, stop apologizing. You couldn't have possibly known what was going to happen.
But I promised you it would be okay.
And it is. I'm fine. The doctor said I would probably only be in for a few days, and that was already a few days ago. Plus, we have an amazing proposal story to tell now.
That's true.
I do wish the doctor would come back, though. I haven't seen him today, and I still feel really woozy.
Wait, you haven't seen him at all today? It's getting rather late. You want me to go get him?
No. He's probably busy with other patients. I'm sure he'll come back. It's fine.
Are you sure? I mean, honey, you need attention.
The nurses have been in to see me, just not the doctor. Anyway, it's fine. You know, I don't want to bother him. Listen, I did want to say something to you. It's been bothering me these past few days. Okay, I know this is probably stupid, but I can't stop thinking about it. How did that ranger get there so quickly?
Luck?
No way. Besides, I'm sure it was him I heard moving around out there.
Look, the woods can be scary sometimes. Let's not let our imagine get away from us.
I'm not scared of the woods. I just know what I heard.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And how are you today? Nurses say everything looks good, chart seems fine. As long as nothing changes overnight, you should be able to go home tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's great. But, you know, I still feel very nauseous.
Well, that's to be expected. It'll go away soon.
Oh, okay. And I've got this feeling in my stomach.
Nausea?
No pain. Well, I guess it's more in my side, like a constant pressure. And sometimes I swear I can feel something moving around.
That's not possible.
Well, it's how I feel.
Probably the nausea, a very common side effect from the drugs you've been taking.
Well, are you sure?
The best thing is for you to come off the drugs and get back to normal life as soon as possible. If you have any further issues after you leave, you can come back and see me. But I'm sure it's just the pills. You can go home in the morning.
Okay, well, thanks, doctor.
That's great news! I'm so excited to get you home.
Hi, I have an appointment to see Dr. Campbell. Sarah Sanchel, he discharged me a few weeks ago, but I'm still having problems. So my GP referred me back to see him. 2 o'clock appointment. So, can I see him?
Eventually.
Okay.
Wait on those chairs over there. He'll be here in a moment.
Thanks.
Miss Sanchel? Oh, yes, it's good to see you. You didn't have to come back all this way just to thank me.
Oh, well, I'm still having problems. None of the side effects, as you called them, have gone away, and it's been weeks now, almost a month.
What exactly are you experiencing?
Well, all of it has gotten worse. The nausea is killing me, and the pain wakes me up at night, and I'm exhausted, and I can't focus, and I swear I can feel something moving around inside me, And I know I sound crazy, but I promise I'm not. Sometimes this thing has cravings for certain foods. I don't know how I know. I just know it wants things.
Okay, listen. I don't like to be rude, but I heard about you. A young couple sneaking around in the forest, drinking and playing with fireworks.
Oh, that's not what happened. There was this thing in the sky. It crashed. I'm not the only person who saw it. My fiancé did, too. It was aliens.
Aliens. All right. Well, that's certainly one of the more creative excuses I've heard to get painkillers.
Wait, what? Look, I'm not doing this for drugs.
Excuse me. I have other patients to attend to.
But wait. I'm not crazy.
Sure thing, honey. Okay.
Can you believe that he didn't even take me into his office or somewhere private? He just had this conversation with me right in the hallway. There were tons of other people around, and he accused me of being a drug addict.
I'm sorry, baby. Maybe we should get a second opinion?
Yeah, I'm expecting a call from a Dr. Wren any minute now, actually.
Really? It's almost 10 o'clock.
Well, this guy's in Australia. It's the only time he can do. Besides, with this pain, I'm sure I'll be up all night anyway. Let's just hope he has better news. Oh, that's him now. Dr. Wren, hi.
Hello there.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
You are an interesting case. Very, very colorful story. Thanks for emailing me. I shared your story around. People think it's great.
Whoa, what about doctor-patient confidentiality?
Well, you're not my patient. And there isn't much I can do over the phone anyway.
Oh.
And unfortunately, even if I was there, all the symptoms you've mentioned are easily fake and difficult to test, which is convenient for you.
What? How dare you?
Or if they are real, they're likely psychosomatic from trauma. Maybe you should see a therapist.
I'm not crazy.
Well, maybe you have PTSD.
It's not... Sometimes it moves and ow!
Very theatrical. Anyway, I have to go. But I recommend getting a good night's sleep.
Well, that's part of the problem.
And seeing a therapist. Have a nice day.
He didn't believe me either.
I'm sorry. Look, maybe we can find somebody else, some other specialist. Someone who might...
Oh my God, stop. Come here. Put your hand here on my side now. You can feel it, right?
Oh. Wow. It's moving. It's like something slithering.
Oh, I'm so glad you can feel it too. I'm really not losing my mind.
You're not, honey. I know this sounds crazy, but I've been talking to one of the guys at work, and he says he knows about these doctors, or at least he's heard of them. From YouTube?
Oh, God, this is Dan. You know he's crazy.
Yeah. Well, look, you might want to give it a chance. He gave me their number.
Okay, fine.
Pleasure to meet you. I'm Dr. Lacey Worser.
And I'm Dr. Adam Worser, Lacey's older brother.
By about 5 seconds.
Still older.
Oh, it's nice to meet you both. So you're Drs. Worser and Worser.
German origin, please. No jokes.
We are thrilled to meet you too. Come on in.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry we couldn't meet somewhere nicer. Few institutions allow for the examination of alien bodies, so I'm afraid our little cabin will have to do. Now, you mentioned movement in your side.
God, yes. It's almost like a snake. Sometimes I swear I get the sense that it's, well, talking to me.
Awesome.
High five. I'm sorry. It's just that I get very excited.
Oh, we've seen case studies of individuals with extremely similar symptoms.
Oh, were they cured? What happened? What is it?
One was cured, although it wasn't easy. The only full records we have are from one case in 1674, so the language is pretty dated, and it's not in good condition, and it's in Dutch. But apart from that, it's perfect.
It's a miracle we have those notes at all, to be honest with you.
Someone traded it with me. That for Shakespeare's first folio. Ha!
The fool.
Wait, you had a real...
We find things.
And we're glad you found us. Now, our current hypothesis is the ship you saw was from Mercury.
Mercury?
It's an extremely unlikely planet for life, I know. Some parts get hot enough to melt iron before plunging to hundreds of degrees below zero at night.
It does, however, have water, the key of life. Well, it has ice at least, which I find very exciting.
If there was life there, wouldn't we know about it?
No. Despite the fact that Mercury is actually very close to the Earth for long periods of time, it's a challenge to research. The huge temperature variations are currently an insurmountable problem. We have photos, but obviously no samples.
Okay, well, if that is a problem, what can you do about it? Can you give me some pills or something?
Pills.
Oh, no. We're not medical doctors. I have a PhD in aerospace engineering.
And I have one in astrobiology. But we do have a test for you.
It's really painful.
But definitive.
Okay then. Honestly, I just want to know. Let's do it.
Great. Just hop up on this table and we'll get you set up.
Okay.
We're just going to put this device on you to monitor everything. And I'm going to turn this camera on so we can watch later. In case we miss anything. And Lacey will narrate the procedure.
I'm going to try and get a look at whatever is inside you with this. It's basically a large magnet.
It's not a magnet.
It's basically a magnet. It works like a magnet. It's close enough. It will pull the entity up so we can see its outline for a moment. Now hold still. Oh my god, it's big. Patient displays a large mass under her skin, lower right side, extending from upper hip to mid-rib. It's disc-like in shape with tendrils extending out from it laterally, and with rapid jerking movements, it's attempting to shift away from the device across the patient's stomach and to her other side.
Stop! Let it rest! You're only making it worse!
No words or jokes! Wow. Oh, that was incredible.
Are you all right, Sarah? Let me get you some water.
Yes. I'm sorry, Sarah. I know that was painful, but it was necessary. We know what it is now, and now we can fix it.
Oh, thank you.
Well, there's some good news. First, it's definitely not fatal. From the cases we've seen, people have been able to lead very normal lives with this.
I thought you said you could cure it.
That's mixed news. We can. It's been done before by sending it back to its home planet. But this can only be done when Mercury is in transit.
When's that?
Let me check. It's November 11th.
Oh, tonight?
That's nowhere near enough time.
We have to try.
We have nothing prepared. Nothing at all.
Well, when's the one after that?
November 13th, 2032.
Oh, well, can we at least try? What do we need to do?
I'm not going to make any promises, but I do have a prototype I've been working on. We'll need to get to the same spot you were when the crash happened. So I hope you can lead us there. Sarah, now we have to keep in mind that we only have a few hours, but hypothetically, it could work.
How can you say that to her? We're not ready. We don't even have a part of the spaceship, which we'd need.
I have that. Or rather... I know how I can get it.
You do?
The ranger took some of it. I bet he still has it. We can go ask at his ranger station.
All right, let's go. Adam, you stay here and work on that machine of yours. I'll go with Sarah to the ranger station. We'll meet back up with you at the entrance to the woods and hike up together.
Mark, right?
Martin.
Hi. Well, it's so nice to see you again. I'm the person you found near the crash of the...
Yeah, I remember you. Hope you're staying safe out there.
And I'm Dr. Lacey Worser. No jokes, please.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you.
Okay.
And, you remember how you picked up some of the thing? I don't suppose I could get that from you, could I?
No, you could not.
But I really need it.
All right, then. $20,000.
What? No! I'll give you $50.
You clearly don't understand how valuable that thing is.
Okay, I guess I could remortgage my house.
Don't be insane. We're leaving.
Don't call my bluff. It's a seller's market.
I know. We just don't need it that badly.
Bye, then.
Wait, so we don't need it?
Oh, no, we need it desperately. The whole plan is worthless without it.
Well, so what's...
I'm going to steal it.
Is that how you got Shakespeare's first folio?
Don't ask questions if you don't want to know the answer. Now, I'm going to go in through that window. Just give me a leg up, and then you go and distract him.
You again? Changed your mind?
I have some questions. About fire safety.
Oh. Can't you just Google it?
Well, it says on that poster over there that if I have any questions, I should go to a park ranger. So, I'm just doing what's on the poster.
Fine. What was that?
I didn't hear anything. So, forest fires are bad.
Yes, very bad. Hang on. I think my cat just knocked something over.
Wait. I'm asking because I can smell smoke, or I could as I was coming up here.
What?
I got it. Let's go.
I don't know. I'm going now. I just thought I'd tell you that there's probably a fire somewhere. Bye.
Just in time, thank God. Now let's set up.
Not so fast. Step away from that device. You're not going anywhere.
Oh my God, how did you know?
Did you really think those aliens crashed by accident? Ha! My organization has been tracking them for years, waiting for them to get close enough to bring them down. It was only my bad luck that you were here that fateful night.
But why?
Why? They possess knowledge far beyond what humans can even dream of. It's a shame that the alien has fused its body with yours. I doubt that either of you will survive the experiments. But it will all be worth it, yeah. For me at least. Now, you're coming with me.
No! Oh, let go of me!
Never!
Oh.
You're coming with me!
Let go of her!
Don't you dare!
Oh my God! Oh my God, he's still moving! We've got to go down there and get him to a hospital.
What? No! We'll lose the window! Are you really prepared to spend the next 13 years like this?
But if we don't help him, he's going to die down there.
Sarah, there's no time. Didn't you hear what he said? He wanted to kill you.
But that doesn't mean I can kill him. I'm not that kind of person.
But Sarah...
You said I could learn to live with this, right? So that's what I'm going to do.
Sarah, are you okay? What happened?
I think the thing inside me, it said, thank you.
Nothing in it, and you'll ask yourself.
Before we part, we'd like to give the spotlight to our resident poet, Dr. David Linton, as he recites some of his own thoughtful verse.
Thank you.
Ode to the body. Is your body a trap, a cage, a prison cell, a holding pen in which you merely dwell? Are you shaped by its genes, its age, its race, its dramas and traumas that hold you in place? Do you fret about it constantly, wondering why you can't be free of aches and pains and daily distractions that mar the basic satisfactions? Do you worry about its girth? Does some extra weight diminish your worth? Do you fuss about your skin and hair, lamenting when there's less of it there? Or is your body a source of joy, your own private special toy that makes you glad to be alive and grants you zest and helps you thrive? Despite the scars and perhaps some bruises, are you still one who continues refusing to deny the pleasures close at hand, to raise your head and take a stand? To hum along with mellow tunes that help dispel the times of gloom, to smile at some pathetic pun just to share a little fun, to tolerate a drawn-out story that brings a friend some little glory, to smile or nod at passing strangers. Being polite entails no dangers. Think of what's crammed between your ears, the stuff you've gathered through the years, those little bits that make sense of life, to move ahead in spite of strife. Perhaps your body is just a package, subject to both joy and wreckage. So treat it well, enjoy its pleasures. It holds within such subtle treasures. Take a breath and gain perspective. It doesn't take a trained detective to understand in times of sorrow to stop and say, there's still tomorrow.
And that was Inside Knowledge. The cast featured in this episode include Eric Davey Gislason as Devon, Alan LaForest as Ranger Martin, David Linton as Dr. Campbell, Michael Pate as Dr. Wren and the Receptionist, Casey LaForest as Dr. Lacey Werser, James Reeser as Dr. Adam Werser, and the part of Sarah was played by me, Ali Silva. The song Where Is My Mind by Black Francis and the Pixies was performed by Martina Da Silva, accompanied by Nico Slater. Inside Knowledge was written and directed by Holly Payne Strange. Our live show and podcast are produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our musical score for this show was improvised and performed by Steve Blanco. Our sound effects designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Our production assistant is Brontis Shane Orengo. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. Dearest listeners, you may think you've heard everything FMT has to offer, but there's more. And more comes in the form of the Patreon playlet, lovingly crafted mini episodes of bonus content. We give our Patreon patrons at the $5 or more per month level a new and delightfully exclusive playlet each month. From this current series, we have a special bonus called Save the Body. We feel it's a most worthy reward for your patronage, and it's your patronage that can help us to keep doing what we do. For as little as a dollar or two or more a month, you can provide vital support to FMT, and there are all sorts of special perks for all different monthly sustainer levels. Check them out and consider becoming an FMT Patreon patron today by going to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater, or just follow the link from our website. As ever, we are so grateful for any support you give to help us keep the embers of our fireside flickering. Patreon patron shout-out time, Nick Fernando. Nick, we thank you so very much for joining our FMT Patreon family. We are thrilled that you love the fears we put in your ears, and so much so that you support us in our endeavors to keep doing just that. Nick, you are a star, and we hope to make you a proud patron. We know that as a podcast listener, you've heard the call many times for a kind rating and review on Apple Podcasts. But it really is a lovely way to support your favorite audio creators without spending a penny. So we hope you will. And many thanks to those who have already. Our buddy James Scully has some seasonal delight and fright for you in one of his latest episodes of Breaking Walls, the podcast on the history of American dramatic radio. We urge you to get into the spirit of All Hallows Eve and listen to episode 96, Halloween on the Air. Go trick-or-treating with the greats of the golden age of radio. The terror is on the air and the spirits are in the streets. You'll always hear something fascinating on the Breaking Walls podcast. Find it where you're listening right now or at thewallbreakers.com. We shall soon be bringing you episodes from the premiere show of our sixth season called In the Garden, so stay tuned for those. The thrills and chills, laughs and gaffes of our live shows continue when we bring our annual Holiday Haunts show to the Slipper Room in New York City on Sunday, November 17th at 5 p.m. Join us as we put some proper fear in your Yuletide cheer. Get those tickets now at slipperroom.com or via the links on our website. Remember compassion, my friends. And, of course, always to mind the shadows.